Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. I really hope you got what I shared last week, because if you did, I promise you it will change your life, and as it did mine. And now, if you want a copy of last week or any week that I've shared, all you have to do is tell me the week and email me at charliegulf1@outlook.com. Again, all one word, charliegulf1@outlook.com, and I will get it out to you right away. Now, last week we ended with these words: a light has shined into our inner being where God dwells, and we are wholly persuaded of this fact. Now, listen closely, my friend. What is true of forgiveness of our sins is no less true of our deliverance from sin. When once the light of God dawns upon our hearts, we will see ourselves in Christ. Let me say that again. Once the light of God dawns upon our heart, we will see ourselves in Christ. It is not now because someone has told us so, or not merely because Romans 6 says so. Oh no, it is something more than that. It is because God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. Now, we may not feel it, we may not understand it, we may not see it, but if our spirit has been enlightened by God through revelation, then we will know it, for our spirit has seen it. And once we have seen ourselves in Christ, nothing can shake our assurance of that blessed fact. So our first step is to seek God and a knowledge that comes by revelation. A revelation, that is to say, not of ourselves, but of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Let me say that again. A revelation, that is to say, not of ourselves, but of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Oh, it is a great thing to see that we are in Christ. You know, just think of the bewilderment of trying to get into a room in which you are already in. All the absurdity of even asking God for His help in this. If we can recognize, though, the fact that we are already in the room, already in Christ, then we will make no effort to enter. It seems if we have more revelation here, then we should have fewer prayers and more praises. Oh, my friend, I hope you see what I am saying here. It is deep and it is thoughtful, but it seems we spend so much time praying for ourselves just because we are blind to what God has already done. You know, a few years ago, I decided to stop praying so much for myself, and I was amazed to learn how much more time I had to pray for my sweet and beautiful wife, our kids, our grandkids, our family and friends all around the world. You know, there must come a time in our prayer life where we just pray and trust God, that we trust God believing that He knows what He is doing, that trusting God that He really does love us, trusting God that He really has a plan for our life. And we just need to, in faith, move in whatsoever that He is bringing into our lives. This, my friend, is a huge revelation for most Christians. Now, here's my point here. We need not work to die spiritually. We need not to wait to die. If we are a believer, then guess what? We are supposed to already be dead. Wow. Now, I'll let that sink in for a moment. We only need to recognize what the Lord has already done and to praise Him for it. We should pray, Lord, we thank You for including us in Christ. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Let me say that again. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And the finished work of Christ really has gone to the root of our problems and has dealt with the problems in our life. There are no half measures in God, my friend. Let me say that again. There are no half measures in God. He has made full provision for sin's rule to be utterly broken. Paul tells us in Romans 6:6, that our old man was crucified with him, that would be Christ, that the body of sin in us might be done away with, that so we should be no longer in bondage to sin. I like the end of that verse. We should be in no bondage to sin. Romans 6:6. But knowing this, yes, do we know that? Or are we ignorant? Believe it or not, our ignorance comes out of our evil eye towards God. We are closed and not open to Him. If we again read the passage from Matthew 6 that we've read in the past, Jesus says something very interesting. He says that if our eye is evil, our whole body will be filled with darkness. But then he says, if the light that is in us is darkness, the light in us is darkness, how great is that darkness? Well, what does that mean? Now open up your spirit here again, my friend. It means that if we persist with a double-mindedness and persist with trying to get our way, even with God, that we risk possibly of complete deception. We can get to the point to where the darkness in us, which we are living in, we think it's light to us. In other words, we will believe lies or the truth. We will think all is well, but we will be totally deceived. Again, this possibility is not the outcome of mere ignorance or of you misinterpreting Bible verses. Oh no, it is an outcome of having our evil eye, of being folded up away from God in our heart. So if I do not expose myself to the light himself, who was Jesus Christ, then I cannot see the light, and then darkness is the only alternative for my life. But sadly, few Christians today even care about any of this. Today in most churches, most people will talk about what is important, the doctrine. And even that talk seems to be fading away in many areas. Most people do not consider their accountability before the Lord. They do not know His purposes. They do not know His purposes. And there's no emphasis on the personal work of the cross in their life. Well, no wonder there is so much darkness in the world and in the church. Even spiritual discernment matters that we encounter in our Christian walk is affected by the condition of our eye. Again, if our eye is not single, our whole body is full of darkness. Error, and especially error. Now, there's a big difference between error and error. You know, on what seems to be an unrelated issue, something that is insignificant, you know, that can be tracked back to the condition of our heart before God. Plainly stated, because I am not right with Him, I cannot see the truth. And this will apply to so much in our daily living in Christ. The good news is that Jesus has promised that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. And He did not promise to force truth upon us. That is something that is good. But He did promise to take the initiative. Now, this does not necessarily begin with a degree in theology. Oh no. Rather, it begins with rightly related to God. By picking up our cross daily and following Him. By allowing God to bring us to where our eye is single and pure before Him. Wow, what a truth. Next week, a new teaching on how to approach end time prophecy. Bible prophecy and end time prophecy and all that stuff is a sweep in the church, but well, all of that will take care of themselves. So what I would like to do, I would like to start a series on how we as believers should relate to Bible prophecy and end time prophecy and all that. So tune in next week so that you'll be able to hear the beginning of that next teaching. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week and that you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to the truths. But the one truth that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to is the truth about our heart and our vision toward God. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.